News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But first, it's all over the papers this morning. The new National Maternity Hospital could ultimately cost close to 2 billion, yes, I said billion, euros to develop. This is senior health service figures believe. It is if these estimates are borne out, it would mean that the bill for this maternity facility, which will be constructed in St. Vincent's Hospital, the campus at Elm Park there in Dublin 4, would be more than 10 times the amount originally allocated when the project was announced just over a decade ago. Tenders for the building of the hospital are being examined by an evaluation group in the HSE and are expected to be given to a project board shortly. They are saying, Shane, that these tenders are coming in higher than expected. What do you make of it?
Yeah, like, well, I mean, you feel this is symptomatic of a...
I just think we're way too comfortable with spending eye-watering sums of taxpayers' money. I don't think we have any real... Like, I would love there to be some kind of a... You know, we have a housing czar. I'd love a spending czar. I genuinely would go, no, you're going to bring it in. You're going to build it. You're going to bring it in. It's going to cost half that. Thank you very much. Make it happen. And then make it happen. I just don't know why we have to have this kind of... And you know what? The problem is if we're okay with 2 billion, it'll actually cost 3 billion. It's like no one has any kind of control on the purse strings. And I know we have an auditor and controller general and all of that. But it seems to me that it's like a running tap. I do dislike it.
Yeah, I kind of disagree on this one. I think this is different from, like, there are obviously cases of ridiculous overspend. And I agree with you, we are too careless. But these are tenders from building firms. So these are private sector firms who are tendering for it. And I think that's the world we live in. This is the world we live in. We now live, Ciara, in a high cost economy where people are paid well, where building costs are high, where importing costs are high, where planning costs are high because the process is quite long drawn out. I think this is the world we live in. And this is the kind of economy we've chosen. And I would much rather that they come in with a realistic tender and a realistic bid, because I don't think you can build a hospital now in the Western world for less than 2 billion euros. So I would much rather they do that and we have a realistic price, and then we stick to that price rather than coming in and saying it's going to cost a billion, which it clearly isn't.
I did Google whether or not you could build one in the Western world, and in America and in Canada, and now there was countries on that list, including places like Kuwait, that I think are not comparable with Ireland, but there were Western countries where they were coming in cheaper than here. I just think that there is an issue. I understand what you're saying about these are tenders and maybe they are realistic, but part of me has it in my head, rightly or wrongly, that I just sometimes wonder, do construction companies look and kind of go, well, this is the government, so you can charge them whatever the hell you want. And if it was somebody else, I wonder.
It's hard to build an extension to your house now for less than 250 grand.
I know. And I think that's actually ridiculous as well.
That is the world we live in. But look, let us know what you think. Is this ridiculous, the kind of money we're talking about to build a maternity hospital? Are we too comfortable with spending billions? Is there a need to, you know, strike this down or tackle this kind of spending? Is it overspending? Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.